Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is Senator Humphrey, and I want to speak to you tonight, just for a few moments, about some matters that are of grave concern to all of us, about big and dramatic events that are on their way. It is only 10 weeks now until the opening of an all-important summit conference in Geneva, Switzerland. It is 16 months since Mr. Khrushchev launched his ultimatum against the freedom-loving city of Free Berlin. And mind you, he is losing no opportunity to show his impatience, his toughness, and his arrogance. He very badly wants to push us, the West, and freedom out of Berlin. Even during his recent junket to Indonesia, he took time to threaten Berlin again. He demanded that the Western powers sign peace treaties with both Germanys, as he put it, West Germany and East Germany. If they did not, he threatened to sign his own treaty with East Germany and to snuff out the legal rights of the occupying powers in Berlin. West Berlin, said Khrushchev, is on the territory of East Germany. Now, the 1958 ultimatum has already yielded big dividends to Khrushchev. He knows how to use the threat, how to intimidate. Already he has received two foreign ministers' conferences, his visit to the United States, and an invitation to a series of summit meetings. But this fellow's appetite grows with the eating, and he wants more and more and more. At his press conference last month, our Secretary of State, Mr. Herter, acknowledged that the tough Soviet talk on Berlin has him worried. And he attributed this tough communist talk to the lead or the edge that the Soviet Union now holds over the United States in intercontinental missiles. And this is what we mean by the so-called missile gap. Now, this raises a very grave question. What have we done with the 16 months since Mr. Khrushchev launched his warning about Berlin? What have we done with this valuable time to strengthen ourselves and that valiant free city and our allies? Well, one thing we certainly cannot complain about, the attitude of the free people of West Berlin, under the leadership of their gallant mayor, Willy Brandt, a man whom I'm proud to number among my close personal friends. They have remained steadfast in the face of a long, long series of naked and veiled threats. Now, I was in Europe in 1958 when the Khrushchev ultimatum was delivered. And I went directly to Berlin to assure its valiant mayor and its people that the American people backed them to the hilt, that we would not let them down. I remembered as if it were yesterday how warmly Mayor Brandt welcomed me as I stepped off that plane, and with what pride he showed me his half of the city, from its bustling shops and factories to its modern housing for workers. In long and frank talks, as we drove about that city, he shared with me the grave problems in maintaining this little island of freedom in this vast area of totalitarianism, this totalitarian communist sea. At the very heart of the city, by the famous Brandenburg Gate, we stood together on the very frontier between freedom and slavery. I saw on the other side of that gate, in East Berlin, communist soldiers armed. I saw with my own eyes the difference between a free city and a city under communist domination. And I was deeply moved as the mayor told me of the hardships of the first Berlin blockade and expressed the gratitude of his people for the Allied airlift which kept that city alive. The people of Berlin have put up a beautiful memorial directly in front of Tempelhof Airport to the 38 flyers who lost their lives in the course of that dramatic Berlin airlift. And I was privileged as an American to lay a wreath before it. I spoke to many Berliners there and elsewhere, and I asked them how their nerves were standing up under this strain. And they told me, "Don't worry about our nerves, and we won't worry about yours." Now, I don't worry about our nerves, but I do worry about the yawning gaps in our readiness to meet a crisis which may burst upon us in 10 weeks' time or even sooner. Every day carries new threats for Mr. Khrushchev about Berlin. I am concerned, as many well-informed observers are, about the space gap, the missile gap, the fact that we're lagging behind the Soviets in this tremendous field of science and technology. Soviet Sputniks and Luniks are blazing out into space with a magnitude of thrust which even now, 2 years after the first Sputnik, we are unable to match. I'm alarmed by the prospect that within the next 2 or 3 years, the Russians may have a 3-to-1 advantage over us in these deadly weapons of war, these missiles. But I'm even more alarmed that the administration reacts to this appalling prospect as if it were nothing more than a Russian victory in the Winter Olympics. Now, it's good that we, Democrats and Republicans alike, have said in one united voice that we'll stand firm on Berlin. But we must do more than say the right words, much more. We must move to close the gaps that cloud the doubt, the firmness of our purpose. I've just heard that Mayor Brandt of Free Berlin has canceled his plans to visit America and to put his case of his beleaguered city before us because of the renewed gravity of the situation there. He wants to be on the job 24 hours a day, as he said, to meet and to cope with whatever may come. Oh, how I wish that our own government had been on the job 24 hours a day for all of these recent 7 years. We wouldn't be in this trouble. For myself, I shall continue to try to alert the American people, to blow the bugle, to sound the warning, to seek to awaken the American people to the peril in which they stand.